Welcome to the Lab Up Leaders series, a showcase of global change agents and experts in healthcare and laboratory management. Here's your host, Lab Up Global Founder, Robert Farias.
So we'd like to welcome Friday Achoa Doom to the podcast. Friday, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Robert. Yeah.
So Friday, why don't we get started by sharing with the audience your academic path, please?
Okay. My formal education started in the year 1996 in the north central of Nigeria. By 2002, I got my first school leaving certificate from Supreme International School, Chanchaga Imina, Niger State to be precise. After which I proceed to Federal Government College, Vandika, also in North Central in Nigeria. And in 2008, I got my first school leaving certificate. West African senior school leaving certificate from Federal Government College, Vandika. I've always loved to be in the medical settings. So with the guide of my elder brother, by 2011, I got admission into University of Calabar, that's in South Nigeria, to study medical laboratory science. During my undergraduate studies, my research was on oxidative DNA damage and pro-inflammatory response in chronic exposure to cement ducts. In the study, we were able to find out that those who were occupationally exposed to cement dust had increased lipid peroxidation and higher inflammation and higher heavy metals. They also had lower antioxidants when compared to the controls. So that's the background about my education. At the moment, later in the year, I'll be rounding up my Master's of Public Health in Field Epidemiology.
Great. So Friday, let's talk about the MLS degree a little bit, just to understand your expectations of what you had anticipated you would get from the degree and what you actually did get. And obviously you can best identify this when you first start working. But if you look back at that degree, how was it for you in terms of an experience?
MLS degree was a great one for me, though my own perception of what it was before going into school and what is obtainable in the field of practice is a bit different. In the sense that while in school, we had this mindset that MLS is just all about bench work and working in the lab, analyzing patient samples and all of that. But coming out of school and graduating, I discovered that MLS is actually broad and it's not just all about the bench work. It's also beyond the bench work. We have other aspects of the MLS, which spans into biomedical instrumentation, research, and all others.
Okay, and if we were to talk about how that academic experience prepared you for your professional experiences. So can you just give us a sense of so you covered sort of the breath topic, like did it cover enough breath? But when you actually did begin on the practice side, how did you feel that the academic experience supported that?
Yes, the academic experience was actually holistic. In Nigeria, MLS is a 5-year course with a 1-year of internship, that's 6 years. So basically in our first year in school, we'll be introduced to the basic sciences. And then in our second year, we go into basic anatomy, physiology, and biochemistry. And then third year thereafter, we'll go fully into MLS. So even while during the training process, we had what we call our clinical postings, where we are exposed to the bench work and we have hands-on experience and practical experience in working. So coming out to the field of practice, we were much prepared for the work. Then the internship year was also another year to gain a hands-on experience on the field of practice. So the training was actually holistic and prepared us for what's on the field.
Okay. And so leaving the academic part behind, let's talk about your professional career. What were your first steps upon graduation from your bachelor's degree?
Okay, first off, upon graduation, there's this hunt for internship placement. The situation with Nigeria is the fact that we have so many graduates who coming out of the schools and various institutions, but there are limited spaces for internship. So in my own case, I didn't, however, get internship immediately upon graduation. I spent some months at home before gaining internship placement. So I did my internship at Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, Yaba, that's in Southwest Nigeria. So it was indeed a great experience. I was able to further learn more on practical aspect of medical laboratory science practice. I was exposed to real life situations, and basically that was a good one. Then after the internship, we usually have a 1 year of compulsory national youth service. I also did my youth service in Lagos State, Nigeria at Federal Medical Center, Ebutemeta. So during my service year, it was a great experience as well. During the service year, I was able to learn more, and coupled with my prior knowledge of biomedical instrumentation, I was drafted in to train some of the staff on the use of some of the newly purchased analyzers that were brought into the system. And I was also part of the quality management team for the laboratory during my service year.
Okay. And so just to explore that a little bit more. So when you say that you were part of the team doing some training for new devices that entered the facility, can you describe that a little bit more? So there was yourself doing sort of, were you the original recipient of the training and then you were training others, or was it just to happen that you picked it up quicker than others? What led to that?
Okay. During my service here at Federal Medical Center, there was a transition from manual to full automation. So we phased out all the manual methods of analysis that we were using to analyze. So the company that supplied all the new analyzers, I was part of the first recipients of the training. And since I was able to pick up the training so fast, I was now assigned the responsibility of retraining others. So I had to come back after the training to train my colleagues, my senior colleagues, and students that were under us at the time.
Yeah. Great. And so I also understand that around this period of time, you were recognized by a fairly significant national award as well.
Okay, the recognition actually came after my national youth service while I was working with Cleaner Lancet Laboratories. So the ISN Medical Laboratory Scientist of the Year Award. It's actually an award instituted by ISN Products Limited to recognize the unsung heroes, that's the medical laboratory scientists who are always behind the scene of patient care and diagnosis.
And can you tell me a little bit more about the award itself? What's the process for somebody to be recognized or to be identified as the lab scientist of the year?
Okay, the medical lab scientist of the year, it's a series of process to be awarded the medical lab scientist of the year. The applications will be made open for all medical lab scientists across the country, across the 36 states and the Federal Capital Territory. So the panel will receive hundreds of applications, and they have to go through the process, the thorough process of the first stage of screening. After screening, there will be a shortlist, and the shortlist will now face the panel, the physical jury panel, for another session of drilling to really get the best, and then a final 10 people will be awarded.
Great. And so I guess that's we should also recognize ISN for putting that together, because I don't believe there are many other distributors in many other countries doing such a thing. That's a very good act on their behalf to provide additional recognition to the industry as well.
Yes, yes. ISN must be highly commended for coming up with this idea and initiative. It's a thumbs up for them, and I'd like to appreciate them, especially for coming up with this award to recognize the unsung hero who are always behind the scene of patient care. So, and I will enjoy other organizations to emulate them and do the same.
Well, that's a great idea, and certainly it would be something that would be welcomed, I'm sure, in the sector. Can you describe that? So I won't take your position as Medical Lab Science of the Year as saying you're the best medical lab scientist on the planet, period. I want to bestow that on you. I'm not qualified to make that decision. But from your perspective and understanding what you do about what it takes to get a job in the field as an early careerist, and then what it takes to be obviously recognized and quite successful in this stage, or what advice would you have for those at the early career stage and the current student level to explore and to benefit their own capabilities as they move forward?
Okay, thank you very much. Before I answer that, I'll quickly point out that the award, like I will always say, it's not we are the best medical lab scientists in the country. No, we are just like a representative of many more medical lab scientists out there who are behind the scene doing the good job. Then my advice for younger colleagues and those who are early in the career, you just need to keep developing yourself. The truth of the matter is we have more than enough qualified people who are competing for limited slots in the workforce. So for you to stand up, you must be at the head of your game. And the only way to be ahead of your game is to keep on adding value to yourself. Because what people pay for, it's the value. When people see the value in you, that's what we attract them to you. So for younger colleagues, you just need to keep on developing yourself. Everybody, any avenue you see to develop yourself, just keep on developing yourself and adding more value to yourself.
You're making a decision to move on to your MPH. And to look at the field of epidemiology. Just curious if this has given you thoughts to say, would you go back and do something different from your MLS choice? Would you have taken a different path? Or would you follow the same? What would you say looking back now?
Again, I'm very much in the MLS sector. I've not left medical laboratory science. My moving to MPH, it's based on my personal liking to be in the public health. The results from my undergraduate research was what prompted me to let me go into public health and really see how to influence the public health sector for the better. So I'm still within public health is actually broad. We have the diagnostic aspect of public health as well, which is area that I would want to still look at. So I'm not totally leaving medical lab science, but medical lab science MLS degree have really been a strong foundation for me. It makes the study of field epidemiology very easy for me.
Okay. And lastly, Friday, I wanted to just provide you the same opportunity to provide to all our guests, which is to invite you to say say a word of thanks or to recognize any mentors or people who have supported you along your journey. I know your journey is actually one that's quite early in the starts, and there's much more to come. But just curious if you'd like to take this chance and say thank you to a few people who've helped at this stage so far.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity. Firstly, I would like to appreciate all my family members. They've been a strong support for me. They've been behind the scene of my excellence and academic prowess. Then I'd like to appreciate especially my mentor in the field of medical laboratory science, Dr. Olalekan Adeshola of the University of Lagos, Nigeria. She has been a mentor right from my internship days. She saw the fact that I was interested in research, and she made me a personal research assistant then, and I worked with her on some of the research she was working on. She has really been a great source of inspiration to me. And also, finally, I want to also appreciate Aisha Suleiman, also a medical lab scientist at Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital. She has also been a source of inspiration to me.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Friday. I really appreciate you providing us this insight and sharing your story with us, and hopefully helping others at your early stage in your career as well with some of the guidance that is fairly current in your case. So I appreciate very much you participating and sharing your story.
Thank you very much, Ram.
To make a suggestion of someone that would make a great guest or topic you would like to hear more about, please visit us at labopp.org. That's labopp.org.